Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim. Klal Mem Hei, Simen Gimel. Hanichlas Dabayis, Kol Mashir Melecho Balabayis, Ya'aseh. So once you're in the house, whatever the Balabayis tells you to do, you should do. V'imadov Rishol Kovid, Ein Derech Eretz Lassus Miyad, Asher Yafzeh B'ma'at. V'imav Balabayis U'gadol, Filo B'zeh Ein Nesar V'n Klal, Al Ya'aseh Teke. So, the Chazal saw the relationship of the Balabayas to the guest. The Balabayas has a chiyuv to be mechaber the guest, obviously. But the guest has a chiyuv to look at the Balabayas as an adam mechubur. This person is acting as your host. He's taking care of you. You have a chiyuv of kavod vis-a-vis that person. And therefore, if he asks you to do something, it's not derech eretz to say no to him. And you have to give him that kavod. But Chazal said at the same time, when a person is being mechabed, you have the Balabais is being mechabed the guest, and asking him to be mechabed something, in general, receiving kavod, a person, the appropriate response for the person who's receiving the kavod is to indicate that he doesn't feel that he's roy. The example is the Mor talks about somebody who's been given the kavod to lead the tefillah, should be mesarib and should say that I don't want to do it, I don't feel I'm roy to do it. If the person tells him a second time, he should waver in his act of saying no, and the third time the person tells him, he should go and do it. But there's a rule of ein mesarav in the gadol. That's all talking about that the person who's asking you is a katan, meaning not as kavod, not as mechubad as you are. The person who's asking you is greater than you, so then a mesarav in the gadol, you shouldn't refuse. So there's a machlokes whether that this rule applies over here as well. The Magen Avraham sees that this rule of that you, it's appropriate derech eretz to be mesarav and say no applies even in the situation of there are however, others who disagree and say that if we're saying that the concept of Koma Yom HaBalabayis HaSeh is because we look at the Balabayis as being an Adam Gadol, so the same way we can't say no to an Adam Gadol, in this so over here you cannot say no to the Balabayis even if he's giving you an element of COVID. Okay, this is Gemara Psachim, and the Gemara Psachim has the phrase Chutz Mitzeh. It's in Shulchan Aruch, that phrase of Chutz Mitzeh is not brought down, but there are many, there's a discussion whether the Gears on the Gemara is correct or not. The Marshal says it's a toast, the Miri says it's a toast, the Sosemis suggests that maybe that was added after the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, where there was an element of Bizoyan to make him leave under the circumstances. One of the questions which comes up is if the Mishabura talks about, and really the Magen Avraham talks about it, if I want to be a Masarev, Balabais is offering me something to eat, and I have a precious of that I'm knowing not to eat certain foods because I feel that they're too tivadic. I don't eat desserts. I don't eat very sweet things. Am I allowed to say no in that situation? So he says very clearly if the concern over here is a health concern, the reason why I don't eat it is because I have an issue with blood sugar, something of that sort. So obviously, even though it's not Sekhanas Avoshes, there's nothing wrong with the guest saying no, because he's Misar because of his health. If, however, it's just an Inyan of Precious there, I have an Inyan of Precious, just a frumkite that I do, and I've made some type of a netter, even something of that sort, I should listen to the Balabayas. It's not, I shouldn't publicize the actions that I do. And there's no need for a Torah Sadorim even. This is considered as if there's an onus, the Balabais is forcing him to do it. And it's none of his business that I'm knowing not to eat sweet things because I want to have less hanof from Elam Hazeh, something of that sort. Then you know, Chutz Mitzeh, what exactly that means, that the Bachar stands Chutz Mitzeh means if the Balabais asks you to go out to the street and do something for him, that's you're not mechiv to lower yourself to that level. If he asks you to go to the kitchen to get something, you should do so. If he sends you out to the street to go to the store to get something, that you shouldn't do. should point out that the Gra took this halacha very seriously. In the introduction to Aruch Chaim, the children of the Gra who put out the Bir Gra bring a story where the Gra was traveling, and he came to Bala Bais's house. The Bala Bais asked him to eat, offered something to eat, and the Gra forced himself to eat it, even though he found it physically difficult. And this happened multiple times. His body wasn't able to withstand the food because the amount of he'd been noyed precious for so many years. And he was getting sick because of it. And the person who was accompanying him, who was aware of what was happening, he says, how far? He says, Chazal said, that means till the point of his kadosh nefashos. So he takes this as a serious concept, that the relationship of the Bala Bais has a power of authority, and we should respect that authority and give him the Derech Eretz in his home, that we should listen to what he says. I have a good day.